In preparing these sessions where we've been revising some of the techniques that we were using in our last couple of sessions of rehearsals and the priorities that we were homing in on, I thought it would be a good idea to take a listen to the line tapes that you have on the site and have a little think about how we might use them to their best advantage. And I have to say that I was really pleasantly surprised by just how useful I think they can be. And I think they can be so much more use than simply, in fact, I think that having your line sort of what we used to call note-bashed is kind of the least advantageous thing of what they have. It's really great for that. You sort of get, right, if I can listen to that bit over and over again, and then I got, but then there's so much more that we can do with them, including, excitingly, I think, apply the techniques that we've just been working on in these previous sessions to all or sections of the line tapes. So I thought I'd first of all though just go through a list of things that occurred to me about how we might best use them, including recordings. So let me say a couple of things about recordings first. Of course, listen to a recording. It would be silly to say don't. But I have a big request, and that is to please to not listen repeatedly to your favorite recording of any given work. Okay. And that led me to think, so what would I suggest? And I was thinking like this, and I find myself doing this. Find a minimum of two recordings. And if you have a favorite recording, that's not going to be one of them. Find two other recordings and choose one where your first reaction was, ooh, that's very slow. And then choose another one where your first reaction is, that sounds really fast. Okay, and see with those recordings if you, by listening two or three times, if can you get into the world of the conductor? Can you move? Do you naturally move from at first finding it too fast, let's say, to starting to feel the sense of phrasing that that particular group or that particular conductor has in mind? And then go to the slow one. If the slow one was the one you preferred, do you still prefer it? Or are you suddenly thinking, oh, but now I'm missing some of what you get from the more flowing speed, and vice versa. So that we increasingly take ourselves away from an automatic connection between the way a piece goes for us and absolute tempo. So that phrasing becomes less closely related to a sense of absolute tempo. And of course, it helps me and all of you as well that it means you don't arrive at rehearsals with a very incorporated feel for the speed of any given movement. So that's recordings. Now, the line tapes. With the line tapes, so is it actually on in the background in the car or while you're cooking or while you're gardening or whatever, and sort of almost, subconsciously, almost carelessly singing along in bits, but just there it is. Well, perfectly good way to use them, so long as it's not the only way. And then essential also for me would be some, I've got a list here of what I'm going to call active uses of the line tapes. And I really recommend, I'm going to do it more. I found it really helpful to try a few things out. Slowed down. Lululu legato, like in the exercises we did in earlier sessions. Slow the tape down, I'll show you how, and just sing your whole line legato on a loop. Slow down, maybe not as much. You choose a speed at which you're really comfortable to do an accurate count singing from beginning to the end of a movement. They're perfect for that. Yeah. It's like having Gareth there just to play for you over and over again. Slow down, add the text. So at a speed where you've time to get the detail of the text in. You're not chasing the words. And when you're comfortable at getting at that speed, up a notch. Then maybe up another notch. All of the above, lulu, count singing, adding text, up to speed with an 80-20 rule. 80% slower practice, 20% up to speed. Really important one, that one, I think. And then finally, sounds like an addendum, but it isn't. Really, really useful. With the tape playing up to speed, can you recite the words in their correct rhythm? Stress-free. Recite the words in rhythm. And as I've said actually quite a number of times, that arriving at the rehearsal with all the words and in rhythm learnt, it's amazing how quickly the notes and harmonies will slot into place. It's a really, really valuable preparation. I'm going to share my screen with you now to show you share that page with you. Share the sound. So let's that's one of the bass tapes. You can see there. Can you see that page of tracks? Yeah. And so you go, look there, you've got Brahms Schicksalslied, the soprano only, then alto only, tenor only, etc. There's your Schicksalslied. And then you've got this set of Toward the Unknown Region. There's the bass track, yeah. Bass 2, there's a bass 1 track as well. Okay. And here are the tracks for the Brahms. There's the Zeligint. And right down the bottom, we were listening here a little to the bass track of Wie Lieblich. So I'm going to open that. Hold on, let's put it on full screen first. There it is. Let's go back to the beginning. So, up here, where the wheel, the traditional wheel for settings, and you see here speed. At the moment, it's normal. It says it's normal. So I'm going to, there we're on one by, okay? Let's have a listen to that at normal speed. Now, I don't know if you joined in with me there, but the first time that I did this when I was preparing these sessions before, I found that quite stressful to go straight in at that speed. And I found that if I slowed it down from, and you can see that I settled, because it said, you see here it says recent 0.85. Obviously I tried 0.5 and that was too slow. Too slow to be useful. And you see the slider, you can choose, you can have anything. You can, if you decide, do you know what? Not with this one, but with the others, you know, I think Brian might actually take this faster. I'm going to have a go, be ready to do it faster. Or you can come back, 0.9, 0.8, whatever. and try them out. Or if you were on 0.75, I don't want to go to full, but I'm going to go up in fives, whatever you like. That's how that works. I found 0.85 for count singing what really, really sort of got me into it. Let's try a bit. And so on with the tenor. And you can you hear and feel that if you're whispering through even the longer breaks, obviously you're not going to do that when we sing it, but I promise you that that builds into the system a feel for the continuity of the pulse while you're not singing. And then at first I would accept that there's more stress at the beginning of an entry, because and you've got to sing the next note. When you practice it several times, you end up with that stress. That stress disappears because you're taught your body, you've taught the mechanism exactly how long and exactly what to do when the time comes. Yeah? Really, really useful. Then, of course, useful for... comfortable with that, then with the text, and then a bit faster, and so on. I think actually really quite exciting tool for getting ready. No comparison with the real thing of singing together, but if we're really as well prepared as these techniques and these line tapes can help us to be, boy, would we hit the ground running when we get into the rehearsal room.